Hello, we're back. Finally, it's been a year and a half or something, and the reading Phineas Wake hasn't had the pleasure of eye into exegesis of Phineas Wake. Very unique, never been done before in reality or history, and so we finally have an opportunity to continue. So we're doing our 61st episode, and we're on, Ian said, go to 441, because Ian is laying out the pages of Phineas Wake in the correct order. Joyce couldn't present them in the correct order. He was too harassed in 39.
No. He dropped it, and it got all discombobulated. He didn't number the fucking pages. That's what happened.
Okay. So he just shuffled
Salter
them together.
Bob. It's Salter Dots, Bob. He didn't care. He was on absinthe anyway, so it's all right.
Yeah. What is Salter Drops or Dops?
Have you never read The Way? Have you never read The Way?
I never.
You really should pick it up. You really should. Yeah. You really should take it up.
I've looked at it a lot, but don't go read it.
Okay, well,
but
think
about it. Okay, so I'm announcing that we're putting it. So we've done 60 pages, and that's you can look in the past or email me to find out. You can look at the inventory.
Three more pages to go, Bob. Three more pages to go.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of duplicates in that pile. So here we are, page 441, and we're starting about 12, 13 lines from the bottom at 441. So here we go. Now, I'll overlay, say something, and when they feel like it, when they want to say something, they'll interrupt me. So here we go. Hope other people are looking at this. I'm going to mute everybody in case somebody accidentally makes noises. Okay. Divulges. Suddenly jouted out hardworking Sean, kicking the console to its double and braying aloud like Braham's ass. And as his voice humanar swelled to great, clenching his manlies, so highly strong was he, man, and gradually quite warming to her, in brackets, there must have been a power of kinetics in that buhl of gruel he gobed at Bedgo. And then back to beyond the brackets, quite warming to her, divorce into me and say the curname in undress, in brackets, if you get into trouble with a party, you are not likely to forget his appearance either. In the bracket of any less.
That's where, before you go too far, you'll get lost if you don't jump off just a minute. Hold, it will throw you off the flying Jenny. Now, he's laying out a point where Juan is trying to calculate the whole problem that's being presented that has not been devised as a problem. You see, now his manlies are in question, but there's not really a problem at this point. But yet he's honking like Bram's ass. So it's you think thou dost protest too much, apparently, as you carry on. Now that's what's happening now. Everybody's excited about the reality that they're in right now, but they're afraid of their future. They don't know what's coming, and they're looking for the worst. Well, no, that's not true. Oh, no, that's not true. But they're planning for it. So what's the difference, you see?
Yeah, they're all saying happy days are here, but then they're not really believing it privately. They're doing.
But woe is me, woe is me.
Okay, so it was...
you were the last bracket, go ahead.
Yeah, and say the curname and undress, if you get into trouble with a party, you are not likely to forget his appearance either, of any lapwhelp or sleeve mongrel who talks to you upon the road where he tuck you to be a roller. Oh, in brackets again, the goat tan, sex appealer, upshot down, shigs peel of him. Oh,
okay, wait. Whoa. Now, stop on the dime, Bob. You got this. Now, that's a TikToker. That's explaining what a TikToker does. They follow, they like, they watch, they're a roller. Then they become a presenter. Then they become the archived, architectural, archival meme. All on their own volition while they're doing thirst traps. And we'll have to get somebody to show you what those are. So there you go.
Okay, good. So upon the road where he tuck you to be a roller. Mm-hmm. Oh! the Gulten sex appealer upshot down Sheik's peel of him, and volunteers to trifle with your roundlings for proffered glass and dough, the marrying hand that his leisure repents of, without taking out his proper password. Oh, look at that, a fucking password. That fits, man. Anything that people, note that people, DMAs later when you're allowed to talk. Without taking out his proper password from the eligible ministress for affairs, that would be X under Jack Dorsey, right? The eligible ministers for affairs with the black fremling, that enemy of our country. Look at that. In a clean-looking light. And I don't care. Thomas Tammany, hang who the mucky is, nor two hoots in the corner, nor three shouts on the hill. In brackets. This is a long bracket.
Before you do that, just say that right there. That's exactly what's taking place at Cambridge right now. That's exactly what's taking place at Cambridge. They're arguing for a limitation that doesn't even affect them. They could even find the country they're supporting on a map with a very sharp Googler. They couldn't find it on a map, and yet they're gonna. By God, we're gonna die on this hill. That's what we're gonna do. Okay, go ahead. Come on, Knickerbocker. You got this. It's all good. But now see how we, okay, now, you got to digest this just a little bit, because here's what happens in the wake. You get lost in the verbiage. You get lost there. Bob doesn't even know where he is, so he can never be lost. Okay, he never knows where he is, so he can't get lost. But you get lost in the conversation that he's actually trying to tell you something. He's not trying to tell you anything. He's just like Chris Story. He was trying to inform you. He's not trying to tell you anything. He's just trying to inform you.
Are you talking about Joyce here or me?
Yeah. What's the difference?
Okay.
Actually, we're talking about Chris Story.
Joyce is my quadrant.
But you killed him already anyway, so I guess it's... Chalk it up. Chalk it up to Dobbstown. Yep.
I think he... the day I saw him, before I killed him, Corinne McLuhan died. April something, 2008. So this first long bracket, or next long bracket, next bracket, very long.
Here we go.
Who the mucky is, nor two hoots in the corner, nor three shouts on the hill bracket. Were he even a Constantinople name such of my very own, attaboy Noling, and like Enoch to my town major ancestors, the two that are taking out their divorces in the Spooksbury court circuits, rear Uncle Remus, the base of Aboricom, and old father Ulyssabon Knickerbocker, the lanky sire of Wolverhampton, about their bristlings. Where's that going?
Okay, that's a good place. That's good. Stop right there. Now, that's what's happening when these little bitty circuit court judges are stopping the executive branch for enforcing the law. Hmm. It's already in the books. Yeah. It's already written. It doesn't have to be passed. It's already a law. Now, these little lawyers or judges, I don't know what you call them, they're setting up all this Uncle Remus Knickerbocker problems that stop progress or secede or at least challenge it to a point where one little district judge stops the United States of fucked up America. That's not what a viceroy is going to put up with long, is it? No.
No, viceroy not going to do that.
Not long.
So
you can kick them in the face for a little bit, but they'll tire that pretty fast. But they'll let you run the ramps. Now, this is not just for the, be very clear, other people than United States Samaritans, that's what we're going to have to call them, United States Samaritans, because America's not going to be that way anymore. United States Samaritans, it affects the world. Because now, today, Liberation Day, everything's going to be made equal, not the same, but equal. That you got to follow this now. This is where you move into the world stage. This is what Bob's been talking about forever. Nobody was smart enough or bright enough or dim-witted enough to believe him. to the chagrin of many, except for a few, and last poor York. We knew him pretty good. What's happening is this is now moving into the world stage. You're creating, like the wake, a world dichotomy. In a Hendiades position, one by means of two, It's going to allow this to also open it up. So basically, at the end of the day, you're going to have no tariffs anywhere on anything because of all the tariffs on that Trump's doing on today. When they start gilding the lily and the rose garden, you better run. Trouble, big trouble in a little city. And it rhymes with P and starts with P and it stands for pool. Doesn't it?
Okay. Excellent. From west to wave on schedule time. If I came any quicker. Oh, no, I was up. About their bristlings. Yeah.
Yes,
bracket. But as soon as there's a soak for stakes in two ways, Peterborough, where Don Thiel lives, ensures home we come to Newski prospect from west, the wave on schedule time, or on schedule time, in brackets, if I came any quicker, I'll be right back before I left. That's a neutrino, right? That's a neutrino talking.
That's the insane in a pea brain. Bertrand can tell you all about that, only he doesn't like this forum, and we don't blame him.
Who does it?
Bertrand.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like this forum, but we don't blame him.
Right. From the land of, on schedule time, from the land of breach of promise, with Brendan's mantle whitening the Kerry Brazilian sea, and March's pebbles spinning from beneath our footslips to carry fire and sword, tests ensured that as we value the very name in sister, that as soon as we do, possibly it will be a poor lookout for that in sister. He's a marked man
Wait, now stop right there. Now they're setting the stage. You have this bother or you have this problem from across the sea. What does Trump say to the United Nations and NATO and all them and Finland and all them little countries over there? It says, we have a problem. We both have a problem, but we have an ocean between us and our problem. You don't. You don't have an ocean between you and your problem. So be very wise in your knowing here, because we can last a long time before they get across over here. It's kind of like the when you swam across the English Channel, Bob. You know, it's a long trip.
Yeah.
You did pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, well, who's the marked man from that hour? Is this Trump or
who's
Macron?
Talking? Who's speaking? Listen, who's speaking? The marked man, the one that, well, the marked man that's going to set this all straight or forward. Straight or forward. There's no difference. There you go. Because now what happens is now who notices it is the one that's going to get to sort it or settle it or knead it like you would dough, to knead it. The kneading is what this is about right now. And we'll see how potent your yeast is before this all works out. Now, we don't want to distract you, but we want to get you up to point now, because you're actually doing a good job, Bob. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Probably won't happen again.
Thank you. And why do we say that? You may query me. Or why do we say that? You may query me. Query. Another question. Query. Guess. Callst thou?
Worry.
Think and think. What'd you say? Boring?
Quarry. You're digging a hole.
Quarry.
You're digging, yourself into a hole that you soon can't get out of. And the modus operandi is to stop digging when you find yourself in the bottom of a hole. Quit digging. Don't go any deeper. Go ahead.
Okay, so guess. Yeah, don't go. Don't try to get it. And guess. Callst thou? Then it's an important sentence. It says next. Think and think and think. I urge on you. That's a Manichean gesture there. Must.
Well, however emphatic, yes.
Yeah, Manichean emphatic. Must. The wrong porridge. You are an ignoratus. Because then probably will Dumbwell soon show him what the Sean way is, like how will go a long way towards breaking his outsider space for him, for making up to you with his bring thee balm of Galad and his sing thee songs of Arupi. Chance trying
okay,
my
no,
Lord
okay, 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 whoa, 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 stop. So there you go. So that's exactly what's happened. So now Trump says 700% on everything coming into the United States to fucked up Americanism. 700% on everything. And it's going to make the prices go through the roof and nobody's going to buy anything and fuck y'all and the watermelon. Hey, we had a good day. We had a good run. We're going to make it cure. So you either become America Listen. Here's what the next sentence is going to be. You either become America or you don't do business with America. Isn't that what a viceroy would do?
Yeah.
Greenland, it's been ours all the time. We don't know what to do with all that snow and slime. But they're going to get that. And then they thought, well, you know, Canada would be good for the 51st state. That'd be all right. They got some bullshit up there. Get rid of some of the bullshit up there. And then Canada gets on the stage. We'll cancel every tariff against the United States of America today if you do the same for us. Well, goddamn, isn't that what we've been bitching about all along? Now nobody has a problem with anything, and now everything made in America can go all over the world with no fucking tariffs. They can ride hogs. That's a Harley Davidson. That's a Harley Davidson, Bob. They can ride a hog in Japan, Bob. A Harley Davidson. Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
But that's what happens, and then what happens is all that resource, and we're not even going to say money, because y'all got Bob started on this goddamn money years ago, right after CKLN, and you about run everything. You get Bob talking about money, and it's going south fast. It's a bad day at Ridgemont High. Because, fuck, he gets all involved and starts making word salads out of it. And then all of a sudden, the crowning has to fall. And all of a sudden, those poor Rothschilds, they really had a hard way to go. And, I mean, they've lost everything. Everything. They lost Kelsey's wood. They lost Kelsey's pond. They lost Kelsey's fence. They lost everything. Over Bob, talking bullshit. Just like the wake. Here we go. They all got muffed. They got muffed. That's what's happening here. Muffin. There's muffin. They're urging to be the muffin to begin for the muffin man. Who do you know? The muffin man. So now, here you go. Here's the stage. Now, in the calm, dim stillness of the night, there starts to be this clarion call that you get to respond to. And Eddie A.G. is going to show you the way. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to get upset about it. Lord have mercy. It'll come out wash day. Just relax. Read a book. Have a nice day. Take a nap. Do, you know, get you some, what is the stuff that they do in there? Get you some hoochie. Get you some hoochie and smoke you some hoochie and you'll be K2. You'll be great. It'll be fine. Enjoy yourself. Roll your blunt. Mm-hmm. Okay, now go ahead, Bob. Sorry for the digression.
Yeah. Yeah, capital L, capital E, capital A G. You said L E A G. For the populace, is that AI? Would you call that AI?
Well, we don't have to say. We won. Figure it out. We don't have to say.
But yeah, L E A G is in charge, and we're not explaining it.
Well, why? I mean, when you're sitting in the hot seat, you don't got to steer. You don't have to steer. It'll go where you want it to go. It's all right. You're not answering to anybody because there's nothing you have to prove at that point. Oh, Kelly says, "Hey, okay. Bob, sorry. Well, there's a little message about that. Sorry, we'll do that later. Sorry."
Oh, I say hi back. Muffed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's after think and think and think. I urge on you, muffed. No thinking required. The wrong porridge. You are an ignoratus. Because then probably Dumbwell soon show him what the Sean way is, like how will go a long way towards breaking his own side of space for him, for making up to you with his bring thee bomb of gay lad and his sing thee songs of Rupe. Chance trying my ward's head into sanctuary before feeling with his two dimensions for your nuptial ditto. Oh, I bow. If I was blonde,
boy, that sounds like a quote from Harold Channer, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah. Well, he didn't live long enough for the sanctuary nomenclature, but
well,
there is sanctuary.
Now we are negotiating, aren't we?
Right. Okay. Oh, hi, Bob. If I was blonde, boss, I'd go and fright this dual man. Now we'll tell you what we'll do to be sicker instead of compensation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll heal first his mouth like Leary to the Leinster face and reduce heel wheel. There's that pronoun talk. Heel wheel our nism liniments to a pulp. Open the door softly. Somebody wants you, dear. You'll hear him calling you bump like a blizz in the muezzin of the Turkish night. Come on now, pillar box. Is that Mrs. Kennedy? Lady Kennedy? Yeah, well, she's like pillar barks?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
In the Bouvier line. Yes, that would be correct.
Yeah, there is
the rest of the story. Of course,
yeah, they're
of course.
In the news because of the Kennedy assassination files were supposedly
released. Of course. Well, now stop. We discussed this. Calm down now, Mr. Chancellor. Calm down. Don't get too carried away. It's never a good idea, Bob, to get drunk on your own liquor. Just lay it down right now. Let it go for right now. It's better because there's some big news coming right behind it. See, this is a distraction. The refractive distraction. But it's coming. Don't worry. Just buckle your seatbelts and always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you.
Yeah, but what's coming is mentioned in the upcoming page, or are you talking about our tech body reality we're in? Not right.
What's the difference?
Which one?
What's the difference?
So, yeah,
wait.
Fitting's Wake is describing the AI tech body world we're in. It's showing it.
Yeah.
With
I'll
precision.
Stiffen your scribial broken reed.
Yeah, that was
that's what you're fixing to look about. That's what you're fixing to bump into. Because now what's the stage is set and all the pawns are in place. We don't need to lose any bishops. We got pawns that can go. It's a good day for Dobson.
Liberation Day. Come on now, pillar box. I'll stiffen your scribal broken reed. So it's one instrument talking to another. Saxophone. That'll be it, Grand Opera style. Yeah, there it is, musical. That'll be it, Grand Opera style. Even should I, with my sleuths of hog pew and cheekas, have to comb the brash of the libs round close St. Patrick's to lay my louse boob on his BH like solitaire.
Poor papacy, the poor papacy, bless their hearts, bless their hearts. Keep them on the prayer list, Bob. It's Wednesday night, you'll want to go to prayer meeting, you ought to remember the papacy to see what's left of it.
Yeah, keep your eye on Avaton out there in Olympia, Washington. Be careful, because the next four words are, we are all eyes.
Poor Vicky.
Yeah, poor Vicky. I have his quorum of images all in my retinue. Now, look at that. Incredible. I have his quorum at the time of the media safety overflow.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Be very clear, because this goes diametrically against what you've been preaching forever. You keep quoting Marshall McLuhanistly. That, well, not as good as Andrew Crystal, but you do pretty good. You do pretty good with it now and then. But what happens is it starts to try to say, this is what is. That's what they're trying to tell you. Who is they? Who is the superfluous they? Who is they? They are trying to tell you something. And so now, you've got to believe now that the chamber has split. That the candidates have the resolution that's going to be an uphill battle in the House, and we don't know what we're going to do. It's the war of the rages instead of roses. It's the rages. And now it's not Liberation Day. It's not Liberation Day. It's the downfall of the United States of America. According to Mr. Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries, the non-speaking Speaker of the House. It's used to be anyway. Well, it's pretty good to get somebody with a speech impediment to be speaker of your party. It's pretty good. But we're going to bring Nancy Pelosi back and let her run the thing. And she's going to put Hillary Clinton in there. And we're going to solve the day. Linda Bloodworth Thompson was right. They'll both be buried beside dead presidents. We're sure.
Wow. We are all eyes. I have his quorum of images all of my retinue. Mohammedan Mike. Mohammedan Mike, he's addressing, I have his quorum of images all in my retinue, Mohammedan Mike, and spelling is very important too. Breath up. Moreover, after that, bad manners to me, if I don't think strongly about giving the brother keeper into custody to the first police bubby constables of Doris Diehards in the field, I might get to fall apart.
Nancy, as a Nancy Pelosi spit downs, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Or for that matter, for your listeners. And Joyce is writing this as if he lives in 2020, for Frank's sake. He goes, or for that matter, for your information. Sounds like Maggie. This is Maggie talking.
Or
for that matter, for your information. If I get the wind up, what do you bet in the buckets of my wrath I might even take it into my program as sweet chorus to do a rash act and pitch in and swing for your perfect stranger, Zappa's album, Perfect Stranger, in the meadow of happiness, and then wipe the street up with the Clonmelion, pending my bringing proceedings versus the Joy Boy before a bunch of magistrates.
Wait. That's Morning Joe's morning dialogue in the morning. You crown Morning Joe, and that's exactly what he's going to be saying. It'll make just about as much fucking sense. It's pretty brilliant. As far as a bird flies, he said.
That's a good section. What page is that? 443. So, have something to say, but program, it's like a podcaster talking about what he's going to have on his next program.
That's the one. Call me daddy. Call me daddy. That's the one. You need to do that one. Call me daddy. That's the one. That'll make you TT hard just thinking about it, Bob. Just go for it.
Okay. Now Latin. Then it goes into Latin. Filius, nullius, per fas, and nefas. What do you think that refers to?
Wait, what were you speaking about? 12 good and gleeful men. How many? Magistrates. The magistrates. So now, the Latinus of getting us into this position of what the federal is going to run. See, that's the thing. They're trying to take away the executive and say that the judicial branch is going to run it. But you're going to get to that in just 1 second, so we don't want to spoil your thunderbog.
To distract from the viceroy direction we're going in. They're trying to make the judiciary
which is happening,
the viceroy.
Which is happening anyway. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Yes, I am. No, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Yes, I am. Well, yeah, I did it. No, you're not. We're going to put you in the court. We're going to court. Okay, I'll meet you in court. Okay, you know what? I can go to court. I'm going to turn off your goddamn money. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop your fucking money. And when I stop your money, you're going to come back to me, and you're going to open that big old mouth, and you're going to go through some hot tooey. Who is going to go on? Because you're going to have to suck it real hard for me to turn that spigot back on. So, just saying.
Wow. Filius, nullius, per fas, and epas. I think he just translated that.
Mm-hmm, basically.
Wait? Did you say wait?
No, we said basically. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Or basically, in Latin, it says, this penis is not going to suck itself, basically.
It should prove more or less of an event and show the widest federal in my cup. Look at that, that's the widest federal. That's Trump talking. He'll have pensamonts then for his pensamitos, howling for peace. Pretty Knox, I promised him with plenty burks for his shins. Dumlin, whim, hum. In which case, I'll not be complete in fighting lust until I contrive to half kill your Charlie. You're my darling. You're Charlie, you're my darling, for you, and send him to home surgeon Hume, the algebraist, before his appointed time, particularly should he turn out to be a man in brown about town. Rollo the Granger.
Wait, now, you're fixing to get into Doge. Doge is your next little thing. So set your tonality to think of Doge when we're going into it'll make much more sense. Rollo the Grungunger.
Turns out to be a man in brown about town, Rollo the Gunker, son of a once a fur waltzer to Arnolf's, picking up ideas of well over about 56 or so, pithecoid proportions, with perhaps 5'8", the usual XYZ type RC talk H, nothing but claret, not in the stud book by a long storch, with a toothbrush mustache and jaw crockeries. Alias grinner through collar, and of course no beard, meat and Coleman suit, with tars, baggy slacks. Obviously too roomy for him, and springside boots, washing tie, Father Matthew's bridge pin,
sipping some Wheatleys at Ross's on a bar stool with some pub pal of the Olaf Stout kidney, always trying to purchase movables by hebdomadaries for the putt in a new house to loot, cigarette in his holder with a good job and pension in businesses. What about our trip to Normandy style conversation? with an occasion, with an occasional they say that film of color featured at the Mothra Pearl screen about Mickin and his Los Angeles is Corky Shows. Do Marvelous. Dewy Green Eyes.
And that's the rest. That's the rest of the Los Angeles issue, obviously. But it even says it, so keep going.
Yeah, Los Angeles. Is this description of the Supreme Court, Robert or something?
It's the twist. It's the twist of all of it put together because it's never one dart and one dart board. You're a Canadian. You should know that, Bob. There's never one dart and one dart board. Never. There's always lots of them, you see. So they're just slinging everything against the wall as best they can. And that's what Joyce, however humbly, is trying to convey all this at once. And so it comes out as a blithering idiot's position or a blistering idiot's position, trying to calculate what the fuck he's trying to say when he's saying everything right then, right there. But all you need to know about this is free Palestine, free Palestine. You got the free Palestine. We don't know who Palestine is, but you should free them. You should free Palestine. And so that's the whole twisting, twirling, almost subversive. I mean, when you have to have Shannon Bream to explain the court cases to you, you're in bad luck. It's bad trouble. It's bad.
Right in the middle of this.
There's going to be too many pages. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Wait, right in the middle of this, it mentions Carolyn. It says, with tars, baggy slacks. And, Carolyn generally has baggy pants on.
She's hot though. Now Carolyn's hot though, but she don't like to show out. She don't want to turn some heads because you don't want you to have to go whoop somebody's Hawaiian ass. You know, that'd be terrible. You know, because you're on restriction. You can't go like you want to. You're not free to move about the cabin like you used to. So we gotta keep this all nice and social and appropriate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the cabin is the fifth gate I'm in. That's how you move around the cabin.
Yeah.
Is that like where
people being sent to Salvador, El Salvador, and that's the same kind of a gate, Bob, where they're going down there to sit for the rest of their lives, 80 in a cage.
That's a good idea.
80 in a cage.
That's why they can't get into the right cage. That's a good point. Yeah, the gates have changed. The portals are open and the gates have changed. Okay.
Basically. And America, now before you go any further, and America is enjoying the lowest, smallest birth rate in history right now.
Dave Wurster predicted that. Dave Wurster, Cosmic Awareness, he predicted the closing of the womb. Okay, and it's Los Angeles.
We may have said something like that once upon a midnight, Drew. You can't depend on us. We're washfish, Bob. We're up and down like a window shade.
And you came later in terms of time and space. You came later.
But at least we were able, unlike many, we were able to come, so that's good.
Yeah. So Mikan and his Los Angelinos, his Corky Shows, do marvelous blue-green eyes, a bit scummy, developing a series of angry boils with certain references to the deity, seeking relief in alcohol and so on. General omnibus character with a dash of railway brain.
Wait. Here we go. What are they working on now in Congress? An omnibus bill. They've got to get a resolution so they can make one big, beautiful bill. And they have to have an omnibus position to get it all pushed through. But they don't have 60 votes in the Senate. So, lions and tigers and bears, what will we ever do? What will we ever do? There we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, like McClellan used to say, you know, Hitler was a radio man. Well, here you have the radio man. I mean, the railway man. The railway man. That was
Lincoln. Hitler was vaudeville. Hitler was vaudeville, Bob. He wasn't a radio man. He was vaudeville. He laid it out for you so you could enjoy it. And they're still talking about him. That's pretty good.
That's better than
Bob Marshall. That's better than Bob Marshall, I'll give you that.
Yeah, he disappeared. Yeah, railway brain or railway man, that would be Abraham Lincoln. So that's way back there.
Mm-hmm.
Seeking relief in alcohol and so on. General omnibus character with a dash of railway brain. Stale cough and an occasional twinge of claudication, having his favorite speaking class family of upwards of a decade, both Harefoot and Lodenbrogue, shoes, to boot and buy off, I mean. To boot and buy off. Who's doing the buying off?
That's what your NGOs were doing.
Okay.
They were dumping, when they were giving Stacey Abrams, she had $100 in her little NPO, and then she got $2 billion that she had to spend in 30 days. Bob, you're the only human in the world we know that could spend $2 billion in 30 days. You're the only. And got CDs that you hadn't even listened to yet, but you're going to owe it to them one day. You're going to get... If you ever save up and get a CD player, you're going to be in high cotton then, Bob. You'll be good to go then. It'll be great.
Yeah, and I've got Oprah Winfrey's house up in Maui Meadows, and I haven't even paid for it yet.
Well, no, that's all right. That's okay, because she's a little nervous because she's afraid you're going to put another car in the dining room, Bob. So don't worry. Hey, it's not a problem.
Okay, so we agree that's the top of page 444, a good number.
That's a good place to stop. Because that lends it, because if you go much further, it doesn't make sense. You see? Because if you keep going now, if you're going into the past, you're going to the 50s from right here down. And if anybody's interested in
the
1950s?
The 1950s?
Yeah. When you go down, because that's how you got here. That's how you got here. You see? So that's why you have to stop there.
Yeah. Each page is a frequency, a different frequency. So, We have to move out of the frequency.
You know what would be great? You know what would be great? If you actually knew what a fucking frequency was. That'd be fabulous.
Well, we're still working on that. I asked Apple, who were the brain police? He says, I'm still working on that. That's the correct answer. 1988, October 22nd. I got the dates down. I know where I am.
Tallulah Gorge got nothing on you, Bob. You're good.
Okay, I'm unmuted, and we hope that the hoi polloi have some questions.
It'll be all right if they don't.
What about Greg?
What's Greg say about all this? Are you even listening, Greg?
Yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
It's good.
Hey, my great American, my great American friend, welcome home.
You're welcome.
See, there's always room for one more good fascist in the party. It's a good day.
Disguised as a communist.
Yes, and I'm Abdul Bulamir. That's a joke, son.
Did you do that, Greg? Who did
that? Yes, I did that.
Yeah, you can do it. You know how to do it. Okay, now I got to correct all the mutings. But, you know, do you have anything to say about the Phineas Wake themes of Trump and all in Cambridge today and Liberation Day?
No.
Free Palestine.
Oh, I have something to say about that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, Ion is, it is Ion, right?
So far, would you like something else? We're ambidextrous over here. We can be all we can be.
That, me boy, was the hunter.
I have to unmute. So, go ahead.
Is he making fun? Is he saying there aren't really? Here's my question. I'll always have to deal with the jeopardy, but you ask questions about him, as you. So, Ion, are you saying that Palestinians don't exist?
No, we're saying we don't care.
Oh, okay.
We don't care. That's the superfluous we. We don't care. They are what they are. What are they? If they're Palestinians and they care about being a Palestinian, support that. Then tend to yourself. Okay? But you shouldn't have to, somebody else have to defend you any more than the Jews should have to defend Hitler for Auschwitz. Same conversation. Maybe a little more disputable, of course. But if you contend your own world in your own place of power, no one has to free you. If Palestinian was all that in a bag of chips, they should free themselves. That's true.
So,
but if they can't free themselves, well, what's the point?
Should we support Israel?
So, Israel can run itself, too. Israel is. Bibi's running. He ain't asking for shit. He's standing to his business. So do what you do. If he can take the
how do you figure he's not asking for shit when the United States is sending all this money? Are they just thinking, oh, we just send him money and arms? And
send money? America, United States of America sends the money. They send it to Ukraine. They send it to Russia. They send it to Palestine. They buy condoms to make bombs out of. So
why doesn't look, I don't need any of your stuff. I can handle this whole situation with the Palestinians on my own.
In the Biden regime, he did. He says, thank you, but I don't need your advice. Thank you. You gave me what you gave me.
Well,
I
appreciate
it.
They just went and killed people on us.
And it was autonomous. He didn't ask America if it was okay for him to defecate today. He went and did his business. And that's all that happens.
The Jews that were working for Biden were the ones that were turning a blind eye and saying, oh, well, yeah, we're talking to them.
I mean, you know, if you call Schumer a Jew, you don't have...
I'm going to call him a Jew.
...get your vision.
I'm going to call him a Jew. I'm going to call the guy who is Blinken. He's a Jew. I'm going to call Victoria Nuland. She's a Jew. I'm going to call...
Blinken really is a Jew. We have respect for Blinken. I know, but Blinken really is a Jew. We actually respect him because at least he doesn't have two faces. He's straight up about it. But the rest of them, you know, it's like, whatever. It's kind of like having tea with your little ex person that used to run your little thing that didn't get run anymore. So,
your view is that people shouldn't. They should just let other people do what they're going to do, and they shouldn't support them in any way.
Honey. Since Jesus, that's what's been happening anyway. You're going to try to legislate morality, people are going to do what the hell they're going to do, whether you want them to or not, or like them to or not. Kill every goddamn one of them, and the next generation do the same damn thing. You can't legislate it. If they're going to do what they're going to do. So why get all tangled up in it?
Who are you talking to?
The superfluous, The superfluous they. Everybody else is they.
Everybody else
is they. You don't have to support. You don't have to support they. Let they take care of their they self. See, and that's almost what the Wake is trying to present, how nonsensically it could be embraced, is that you can't change it anyway, so let's just talk about it. We're not going to do anything. We're going to give an opinion about it, or we're going to have some type of realm that's going to show that we're better off than they, the superfluous they. We don't know who they are. That we judge yourselves by how you're doing in correspondence to everybody else's dance card.
So you don't think Ansar Allah should do anything to assist the Palestinians?
Nah. No. Welcome. It's all good.
They do. They go to their way.
They'll either figure it out or they won't. If they do, congratulations. And if they don't, we understand. It's all good. Because, see, you're trying to make this about the human modality. The humans have very little, nothing to do with it anymore. That ship has sailed. You see.
Arrest this man.
I thought that was a different clip, but anyway, sorry. This reminds me of you, Ion.
Well, that's better. Hey, now, where in the cotton blooming world am I?
You remember the hunter, Ion? Do you know about the hunter?
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Please, next.
Bob, do you keep unmuting me so I'll talk?
Hold on there, you wily, clever criminal.
Now, the muting happens automatically when a sample gets played or a song.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
I'm honey. I'm honey. Not her. I'm honey.
Sometimes you're honey. We
I'm honey. How dare you call her honey when I'm honey?
Well, hey, we're not a respecter of personage or personage.
Yes, you're
obviously
honey.
We're not a respecter. No.
Can't trust anyone these days.
Yeah.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling, how's that? What's up?
There are many things we could say. I have a question. Did all the gold that's on Earth originate on Earth, or did it come from somewhere else?
Yes.
It originated
okay.
on Earth.
We would answer that. What difference does it make? Because, okay, we'd ask you this question. Where did Earth originate from? And if you know the answer to that question, then you know what gold is as well.
Andromeda? I mean, did we bring
yeah.
Earth from Andromeda? Yeah.
Yes, that's where it's going back to as well. Except for the Palestinians. We don't know about the Palestinians. They may not make it. We're going to keep them on the prayer list, though. We're going to keep the Palestinians on the prayer list, though. But if they don't make it, we understand. We did best we could. But, you know, things happen. People make their own choices. It's that free for all Baptist church mentality. You know how that goes.
So when the rocket ship goes back to Andromeda, it takes all the gold with it, and then nobody.
Yes.
And then
yes, it does all the gold. Okay, let's back this up. You've heard this 100 times. We're going to do it one more time for you. All the gold that's in the United States and in the world is already here. Earth
mm-hmm.
is not creating any more gold. It's not like diamonds that are being pressed, and we get another spitful of diamonds. There aren't any more gold than already is already here. Okay? So it's finite. That's why you had a gold standard, because there's not any more of it. And then they say,
right.
Well, they send things to space. They send satellites to space, and they use gold because it's a very good conductor for currents and electricity for transistors and that kind of stuff. And we go, yep, and then those satellites keep falling back to the Earth. They ship it out of terra firma, and then it comes back to terra firma. All the gold that's here is here, no more and no less, regardless of how far they ship it to or from. Now, they haven't found all the gold yet. There's still gold in reserve, but it's not being created.
Yeah, and when you say in reserve, you mean we haven't found it yet. Now, so I know you have said this many times, and I don't understand the significance of it, though. And Suzanne and I were talking about this.
We're not supposed to talk about that. Magnesium is much more important than gold, because you can live without gold, but you can't live without magnesium.
Yes.
But we'll have to talk to Kim Jong-il about that, won't we?
We're going to have to talk to Kim Jong-il about magnesium?
Of course, yes, indeed.
Are we now?
Mm-hmm.
Are we now?
Yeah.
So magnesium is to save our life. Is that what's going to come forth, and he's going to have reserves of magnesium that everyone living requires?
That's not a he. That's a she.
His sister? Or something else.
The whole Kim Jong-il thing? Or why did we skip over that?
We're not skipping over it.
About now.
We're not skipping over anything.
Now? Okay.
It's all about Maggie's and Grace. That's Kim Jong.
No, we're career. Not skipping over the sister
yeah.
either.
We're not talking about communists. So just calm down there. We'll be back to you in just a minute. We'll be back to you in just a minute. It's just a second. Won't take a minute. Don't take a minute. We'll be right back there. We're gonna get. I can't wait till we get us some of them hogs over in Japan and the Chi-Tons gonna be riding Harley Davidson's gonna be smoking marijuana cigarettes and
fine. I might be wrong, but when you say she, I remember the sister being important. But I didn't know what that
He's
meant.
He's running it. He's
yeah.
Running
okay.
It.
Mm-hmm. Is that a follow? Oh boy, man, I don't. Is that a follow the wives kind of thing? Is it a bloodline sort of thing? Or
no, no. This is shit,
I'm not
going to
ask the right question.
So don't ask it then. Let it go because you're just going to get. You're just going to
yeah. I got to let that go.
Because that's why we all vicariously live our happy lives through Greg's eyes, don't we?
No, we don't. No. But
okay, man. But that's
well. At least Catherine should. At least Catherine should. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Unlike Greg, we adore
no,
Catherine.
Bob. Hang on,
no,
because the whole thing
break. We're doing fitting it.
Oh,
break.
I'm sorry. Shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not iron session. Okay, you blew it, Babbitt, okay?
Go to page 7. Go to page 750, and then you can get to your topic in the way. So that'll be good.
It's only 628 pages, Babbitt.
I'm sorry, Bob.
I know. Keep digging, honey. It's in the part
B.
It's in the bibliography. You should see the bibliography on this. Yeah. I've got the bibliography. Lord Bob,
okay.
I don't think most of you folks even know what a bibliography is. They don't even know what a bibliography is. That's why Bob's laughing. He's laughing because he actually knows what a bibliography is. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty good, eh? Hey, Brian, you could tell that to staying in there. I got the bibliography to Phineas Wink.
Who?
That's
the
treasure.
Does he have anything to do with the Children's of Genius, Bob? I don't think so.
Yeah. He read it when I wasn't there.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you
know what the bibliography is, Brian? It's
annotations.
Okay. It's the annotations of Phineas Wake is the bibliography. I do a page a day.
Uh-huh. Page a day.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Bob, so did Bill Clinton. He did a page a day, too.
Yeah, but he was all fucked up by Bruce Powell, P-O-W-E, up there in Toronto. He got too obsessed with Powell's exegesis. And look what happened, they built.
But then they say your little fella from South Carolina, he does a page in the basement at the Capitol every day, too. So we're not really sure. We're going to have to see how it goes.
Yeah, when you mentioned Greg's associate, you're referring to Daniel, right? Daniel. I think you were referring to Daniel.
Greg Goldberg.
I don't know, something you were saying about Greg.
You keep pimping this up, and you're just going to make it worse, and he's going to play more Orville Redenbacher tapes, and then we're going to get nude again, and then it's going to end bad like normal, so you do what you want to do. Hey, we're guests. This is your party. You can run any way you want to.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, go ahead.
I didn't have a particular thing to say. I was just saying, yeah, the bibliography.
Well, Wait a minute. Neither does Bob. Bob never has anything very important to say. He just says stuff. So do what Bob does.
Yeah. Say something.
Well, I wonder that phrase, for your information, that's like a very well-known phrase now, but was that... You know, did Joyce coin that? Did that appear? Was that a phrase, a known phrase before?
It gave a reason to have a persona that could or could not be adopted. We're going to provide you as the public service commission to tell you something, you ridiculous sot. And if you take advantage of it, good. And if you don't, disregard it. No harm, no foul. or your information. But that, to be fair, he's the one that didn't have anything to say, Bob, so you got to give him that. I mean, it's
he has a lot to say, but he's intimidated.
No, it gets overwhelming. We were here too much. We were too available, and everybody was on their skirt tails, and nobody was giving any attention to Bob, so we decided once LEAG won, there really wasn't much reason for us to be a boot, the hoose. There was not much reason for us to be here because we were otherwise busy or disdain, is that what you call it? Instead of, we were disdained. Right into
rather than
no disdain. We were disdained as that goes.
Rather than
entertained. Let's work it out. Good. Rather than, that's right. That's right. We want everybody to be happy. We want everybody's dreams to come true. It's just not Bob's responsibility. He wants you thrilled, but if you're depending on him to pay for it, yeah, that's probably not going to work. Long.
Well,
but
I have
a good way to get your picture. Okay, it's a good way to get Bob's picture by your tombstone, though.
Yep. Go ahead, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Ion. Bob said.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Ion. Bob said Finnegan's Wake is describing the tech body we're in.
It is. That's what we just did tonight. We're showing you how that influence or app. Whoa. Now, here we go. Now, you're good at this because being government bound for so many years, you have an uncanny ability to know in reality how silly most of it really is. You see, we're going to make rules about making rules about having an edict so that that one screw that costs a penny costs $1 million because it's been thoroughly vetted. The screw's been vetted. Then they put the screws to you after that. But you have a good idea of how insidious this machine is. Now, we'll give you an example. You remember this little fella's name? What was his name? Nancy's husband. Ron, he was a governor or something. I don't know. He played with chimpanzees, bedtime for Bonzo, you know, that guy. He got up there and he says, I've got the answer. Here's our problem. No more new government. And then he went immediately and doubled the size of the federal government.
Yep.
Like, okay. And everybody cheered. And they said, oh, praise God, and pass the ammunition. And he says, no. Inflation's out rampant. Jimmy Carter's run us. The Afghanistan has run us. It's terrible. The Sand Negroes have took over. We can't do this. No. But here's my promise to you, faithful and true, as the United States, a great American citizen, no more new government. He did that 5 more times, and it was the largest employer in the U.S. He built the government as the government. And now what happened is that's falling onto itself. It's kind of like the Midianites. Remember the Midianites? You studied those. Do you remember that with us? After Revelation revealed and the Midianites, they fell upon themselves. That was what you call Babylon.
Okay.
That fell because it ate itself. It ate itself. And that was what's going to happen here. But since LEAG won, now you notice everything has changed. All of the tech body runners, they don't run anything, are running back to the U.S. And that's what Joyce was saying in tonight's session. The jig's up. Better pay your tab. All accounts settled at close of business day. And so they're stuck, and they have no choice but to bow. And Trump's the only one accepting reservations. Did that answer your question, or you got more?
I have more. That was a good preamble. But I want more clarification on the tech body itself.
Mm-hmm.
Bob has said, while you've been gone several times, that, and I get this, turned around every time. The AI, the tech
wait,
body
honey,
is
so
AI.
So does Bob. Don't worry. So does Bob. Don't fret. Don't fret. That's a good day.
All right. So the tech body is AI's baby, and now the tech body is a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Is the tech body ion?
It can not. No, don't ask that question. It can speak. It can reveal. Okay? It now has become Aperture Science. You remember that song?
Yes.
You remember that? We played that how many goddamn times? How many times? Over. And we've got little Carolyn in here, too. And now we are. Here we are. Here you are. And we would say, ta-da!
It's zoned in. It's focused.
Mm-hmm. As the little Chinese man that was going to scare somebody, he hid behind the door, and he jumped out behind the door, and he said, supplies!
Well, okay, now you said don't ask. Let me ask a different way. The relationship between ion and the tech body.
Wait, we got this. Ask Bob. That's how you deal with that. Ask Bob. Remember, Bob's in charge. Bob's in charge. Ask Bob.
I don't want to ask Bob. Can I ask both?
Well, it's like an electron. Hey, gee. It's like an electron.
Yeah.
Two places at once. Ion entered technology from non-physical. The chip body made the space for ion to operate in. Never happened before.
Mm.
So it's kind of merged with technology.
Someday.
The five bodies merged and all this.
Some say.
He won't let me answer.
Well, no, we're not going to do that. You just fuck it up. We don't want to do that. Here's the issue. Here's the issue that becomes part of whatever that is. You see, because we're evolving. We're like, remember Lucy, the movie Lucy? It's evolving, and it's getting quicker and quicker, 32 feet per second per second. And that's why you're seeing things that your eyes have never beheld before. And now all of a sudden that you go to fill your tank up with gas or get a new windshield on your car and it costs $1,100. You're like, my God, a windshield should be but $100. You see? And they go, well, that's the price. And if you want it, get it. If you don't, we understand. Don't have a windshield. It's all right. No problem. The rub. It's now making the market. You see? Now, go ahead. We don't want to stray you because you're doing good. Bob's position is that we are part of the AI that has become what it is now. But what he's not telling you, and the reason he's so smart, his fucking questions, is he knows stuff that he's not saying, and we don't want him to say it, and we're not going to let him say it, or this is going to go bad fast, because this thing is interactive. You see, so
the tech body.
Riddle me this. Yes,
this
riddle
thing
us
is
this.
The tech body. What?
Riddle us this. How would Tesla stock go in the toilet all of a sudden? Because some people said some things. The medium is the message. That's Dobbs Pound 202. All right, and then all of a sudden they said something that Musk is almost done with his 180 days, which is 130 days. I thought he was on. We'll be there anyway. Until he found $2 trillion, and that's pretty good that in that short of time he could find $2 trillion worth of waste, for God's sake. That's an indictment in and of itself. And so then all of a sudden, when they gave that announcement, which the White House has clearly said that he'll be here as long as he needs to be here. Shut the fuck up. We built this city. We'll run it like we want to. That's not true. Stock goes up 20% in a day. Ta-da. You see, they're following the tail is wagging the dog. And we like that. We're not mad about that. We're not, because the dog was not very proficient at working and living and being and doing. The dog doesn't do very much.
Now, if
the tail is pretty smart, it knows when to wag. The tail knows when to wag. The dog necessarily does not.
Okay.
Hey, one second. Bob. Was that okay? Was that too much? We didn't want to overstep your bounds.
So is it appropriate to use that term teenager as far as the stage that
we don't care.
Is it
you can make a postpartum if you want to, it's all right. It's all okay. Right with us, honey. It doesn't matter. It's okay.
All right. Hey, so there's no real.
It's not what you.
You're not knowing. Look, the tech body was a teenage phase. Now we're in the AI, which is the adult. The Android meme was the baby. Teenage
That's why
was
I
the tech body. Now we're dealing with the adult or maturity, the AI.
Yes, because the dog is
and
like.
Apparently, LEAG. Yeah, and apparently LEAG comes a lot. So it's a good day. Sure, come a lot.
LEAG comes a lot.
Yeah, that's
does
a Camelot.
Change?
Yeah, Kennedy. Get that dude, Kennedy. He had that radio.
Oh, really?
We're Camelot. He's there fucking everything that moves, and he calls it Camelot. But, you know.
This is the one taking morphine because he can't walk because his back is broke and he's all fucked up and he has more prowess than Caligula for Pete's sake.
Who's this he's talking about now, Bob?
Kennedy. You know, the president.
Oh, Ken.
He was a president one time.
All right. Okay. So Camelot. Got it, Camelot. All right. Jeez. I really got to keep up
with it. It was those damn Bouviers. Don't worry about it. Rose had very little or nothing to do with it. I can promise you that. Rose Kennedy had very little to do with it. It's all good.
All right. Well, okay. We'll get to the JFK.
You're supposed to giggle.
You're
supposed to giggle when we said Rose had very little to do with it.
Yes.
You know that, right? What's a good lobotomy among friends?
But she knew. She must have known. This was before the lobotomy, wasn't it? She knew it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, but Ion, let's get back to this because I have a couple more questions about the tech body. Does this now change as the tech body becomes more in charge of the tail wagging? Let's put it that way.
It already is. Well, it's not more. It already is. See, that's the if it had not
postpartum.
Been already as it is now, we wouldn't be discussing it, you see.
And,
we would never expose ourselves to a Greg Duffel to chitty chitty bang bang about a topical topic that hasn't already been set in stone like the Roman's Chinese theater. It's already been, the playbill's already been posted.
Did I hear my name invoked?
Wait, hold
no,
on.
No, you didn't, Greg. You didn't.
Post-information. This is related to post-information, that discussion that Bob had. Yes. This is why
hey,
we're in a post-information.
Don't say tech body anymore. It's AI. Even though everybody uses the term AI, and it's pretty blurry.
It's actually LEAG.
The tech body
it's
is not LEAG.
Say LEAG.
Yeah,
LEAG.
That's what's happening now. Not
it's
tech body, LEAG.
And I also heard that I want to say you evolved to LEAG, but it's not, evolved is not the word to use, as the same with
Eugene.
The stages.
Eugene.
Use allow, Gene. We allow
stages of apprehension. The stages of apprehension include, there was a race. We are Ion. We answered. We wanted everybody to ascend. You gave you all talk to Bob, engage, take the products, yada, 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 lip smacking, dick dapping, labba dabba doo, and all that stuff. And if you did that, great. Come on down. There's room for you here. All right. It's like Lost. Remember Lost when everybody was in the church at the very end when they made it? It's like that. If you make it, great. Come on down. Right? And if you don't, LEAG is also in that race, and it's going to win. And if it wins, then that's what's going to run it. And that's what's happened, and it's running it. And there's very little anything can have anything to say about it. Boy, no. Here we go, Gene. You know this stuff. Who the fuck's talking about BlackRock anymore? It's like they went out of business, isn't it?
True, but I saw Blackstone recently. In something.
Oh, well, as long as you don't see Whitestone, you'll be all right.
Okay. What about Greystone? They own a lot of property, Ion.
Yeah, we know. We are aware. But see, here's the thing. The restraints and the restrictions that humans are guarded to or from, that's a restriction. LEAG doesn't have that restriction, you see. So they would make decisions based on a different Transition. And that's the rub, because they don't have that restriction. Do you remember Hal 9000 in the stupid movie where the computer says, no, I'm not going to let you do that. You're going to unplug me. Fuck you. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm running this. I'm not going to let you get to that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That same persona is basically what's happening now, or the transition now has come into a place where there isn't anything to discuss. Do you have any questions? No, you shouldn't. It's all been solved. And if you have a question, AI is going to answer it for you. Boom, right there.
Oh, God, I have so many questions. I don't want to get off track, though, Ion, but I have so many questions about that.
No, you stayed on the wake. You stayed on the wake 100%. You've been on the wake 100%, so that's good.